One of our all-time favorites, Mike Smith, has just rolled into the studio today. Mike, you look good, buddy.
Well, guy, you look good, too. Yeah. We're just commenting.
Who does your hair? Goodness.
I do it myself, man.
Do you
like,
really?
You like that? Yeah. I thought you'd like that. I got it all spoofed up for you this morning.
I have to call Summit Lawn and Garden down here and get something going with mine. Jeez.
I remember back in the day, we used to compete on who had the best hair, you know, back in the city commission days.
Well, so. I had the comb over, and you had the...
I think it was...
You had the mullet, didn't you? You had a mullet going big time. You look like a 1970s hockey player.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going good. I always enjoy coming in here and talking about the good old times. But I got an event going on here in town. I'd like to share it with you.
Absolutely, you know? It's the Daniel Smith Golf Memorial. We've been talking about it periodically for the last couple months, and it's obviously it's a bittersweet day for you. Your son passed away 3 or 4 years ago.
4 years.
The opiate crunch here.
You know, Greg, the day that I'm having it this Friday. I usually have it the last Friday in July, but I had it the last Friday in August this year because that is his four-year anniversary to the day. You know, and I thought it would be a neat way to remember him. And not only remember him, but remember a lot of people have lost their lives in Jackson. And I want this to be a tribute to them also. But we raise a lot of money for Andy. We give every penny to Andy's Angels.
Uh-huh.
We have a full slate. It's all booked up, which is a good thing. We did up until about 3 days ago have hole sponsors available. But Greg, we've got over 80 hole sponsors.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and it's just people want to get involved. I got people from my son. My Dr. Smith is going to be showing up, you know, and for him to show up, you know, he's got to cancel a lot of surgeries. But anyway, he wants to be up here, so he's coming up from Cincinnati. I got people coming in from Detroit, Grand Rapids, north of Lansing, and so it's not just local people. They want to. Matter of fact, I got a team coming in from California. No, seriously, from Dole.
You want me to pick them up at the airport?
Yeah, can you pick them up at the airport? Yeah. But I mean, it's just a great. And you know, Mike Hurst has been there for me, and just working with him, and we're going to have Tim Wahlberg out there. We're going to have, I think, Julie Alexander is going to be out there, I believe, and just to show support for, you know, this this very serious epidemic we have in our country. You know, when Daniel died back in 2017, there was 70,000 people that died that year of heroin opioid abuse. And that's like loading 200 people on a bus and pushing it off a cliff every day, you know. And people don't realize the and then during the epidemic, this pandemic, 90,000, you know, because people, you know, I mean, they're having a hard time as it is. And now they're, you know, they can't, you know, they got to wear a mask. They can't go anywhere. And so it's a problem that's not going away anytime soon. But, you know, my philosophy is the same as Mike Hurst, is that we're doing this one person at a time. And if we can save one person, That'll mean a lot. We'd like to save more, but you know, this is all about educating the community and letting them know these guys aren't and gals aren't just druggies. They are smart people that just got into the wrong, you know, business there, and it's very hard. It's the most addictive.
You can't get out.
No, you can't. You got a 6% chance of making it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to, you know, bring anybody down, but it's just a hard thing to win. Daniel fought it for 11 years, Greg.
Wow.
I don't know how he made it. I don't. I talked to doctors, and they said he should have been gone, but he fought it for 11 years. And I'll remember that it's like it was yesterday. I wanted to hug him the night before. He said, "Dad, we'll do it in the morning," and I never seen him again. So, yeah.
It just won't let you go.
No, well, it doesn't. And, you know, it affects so many. I mean, it touches everybody's life.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you want to admit it or not, it just, you either have a son or a daughter, aunt and uncle, you know, it touches everybody, you know. And we're going to do something about it, man. And, you know, we've done a lot of things. You know, Mike Hurst has done a lot of things here in the community for, you know, and they're state of the art. I mean, that, I don't know if that's the word I want to use, but I mean, it's the first. They're first in the nation, you know. And so I'm going to do first in the nation and have the best friggin' golf memorial that can possibly be. We got Fox 47 News coming in. They're going to do a story on it. And we got.
They have news? Oh. Just kidding, Mike. Just kidding.
Stories. They have stories. Yeah. But they? Yeah, they do. They work. They're great people. They're great people. They're coming down.
Absolutely. They're fabulous.
Greg, I've invited you out there. Why don't you come out, man? You know, you don't golf, but you can just do something. You know,
you don't have a beer cart, do you?
Oh, we got beer carts. We got a Bloody Mary bar that starts at 8:30. And now people say, God, you're having alcohol out there. Well, you know, it's just what you have at golf outings.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's a given. But anyway. You know, it's a lot of work doing this, Greg, but it's just it's worth it. It's just worth it. We make lots of money, give everything to Andy's Angels, and we have a good time doing it. And
talk about your relationship and how you met Mike Hurst.
I met Mike about two years before Daniel passed. Matter of fact, one of my bosses, Ford Kennedy, hooked me up and says, listen, you know, he knew I was struggling, you know. I met Mike, and, you know, we just hit it off, and it was a great friendship, relationship, and when Daniel passed, I asked Mike to speak at his funeral, and, you know, we've been working together ever since, you know. Don't get me confused with the Andy's Place. I don't do Andy's Place. That's Mike Hurst's deal. But, you know, if I
it's can, amazing, though, isn't it? What they've done?
Oh, my gosh. It's just unbelievable. You know, and it's helping people. You know, it's getting people in an area so their minds can heal. You know, a lot of people, you know, when Dana was alive, I could get him into like maybe a 30, 60, maybe if I was lucky, a 90-day program. You got to be in a 1 or 2 year program. And that's what that provides over there on West Michigan. Michigan, Andy's Place, and you just do, and I don't know. I'm grateful for the people that have supported me and been there for me. I want to give back, you know. So
I think a lot of these golfers just keep coming back. They make it easy for you, Mike.
Yeah, they do. It is. It is. I'm very lucky. Very lucky. And it's just a lot of different people. Just great, great people. And they come out there and they spend a lot of money. And you know, people say, why do you always, you know, talk about money? Well, you know, we want money to help people. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, and we do this, and it's something that it's almost people look forward to it every year. You know,
talk about your sponsors. You got just a great list of sponsors.
Yeah, you know, one of the best. I do have a lot of good sponsors. Wes Lutz, out to Extreme Dodge.
I know him.
You know, a lot of people know him. I just love that guy. He's got a car out there on the second hole for the hole-in-one contest. He's bringing in, hopefully, bringing in one of those new three-seater Jeeps, you know, so people can look at it. And just, we do. We have a lot of great sponsors out there and corporate sponsors. You know, unfortunately, Phil Tripp comes out every year. Him and Barb cooks the steaks. You know, 156. Unfortunately, he's going to be burying his dad on Friday.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. And so we're going to have somebody move in. And that's what the thing I love about this is that one person can't make it, another one fills in. And it's just, we got a great group we're working with. And I'm very fortunate. And I want to remember Daniel. And hopefully he's smiling down on me. And he's not getting in trouble up there. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And
you know that picture? You're looking at the brochure, Greg.
Yeah.
That picture on the front. That was taken 8 days before Daniel died. He was so sober during that time. And I think what happens is these guys, they're not only addicts, but they got social problems. You know, Daniel had some social problems, and he was depressed, and that don't help either. So,
yeah, depression's a big part of it, isn't it?
It's a huge part of it. But anyway, we're going to remember Daniel, remember the good times, and just a lot of people calling, supporting, and that's
thanks
cool.
To Calderon Farms.
Oh my gosh, Calderon. You know, Tony Spink and Brian out there that runs it for him. They just do a fantastic job. The course looks beautiful too. So, Greg, if you golfed, I'd get you in.
Oh, I know you would.
Yeah, I'd get you in. You'd be right at the top of the list there, baby.
With those guys from California.
Yeah. don't be late picking them up at the airport, dude.
What are you doing with yourself, Mike?
I work. People say, why do you still work? You know, why don't you retire? You know, well, I love who I work for. I work with the Kennedys, and I work with an Italian family out of Detroit. And they're not mafia related, and they're just great people, and I love going to work every day. So you know, I think if I didn't do that, Greg, I think I'd be getting in trouble somewhere.
Yeah,
you know? So
I know you would. So you're not thinking of.
No, I'm not thinking about running for mayor.
Running for public office?
No, I did 12 years of that, and that was fun.
You were on the council for 12?
12 years, six terms.
Wow.
Yeah, four years as the vice mayor, and that was a fun time because Dick Durlam, you know, the council picked...
That stretch when you and Durlam were on there, those were classic meetings.
Those were
must-see TV. viewing.
Greg, you know what was so
Come
funny?
On, man.
You know what was so funny? When he got elected mayor, they did a front page shot of him, and he was laughing. And it was so funny because what had happened is that we were all meeting there at City Hall. They just announced Dick had won the mayor's position, and I just told him, I says, Dick, you're the one that told me that, five is the magic number, you know, and that's the majority of the vote. Well, we downsized the commission. Now four is the majority of the vote. We don't need Dick's vote now. And I says, I'm your new vice mayor. And he says, you're not my new vice. Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. So anyway, he always loved that.
Who did he beat out then?
He beat out Betty Granger.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, she was unbeatable.
She was for a long time.
Yeah.
So but, who was on that... Who else was on that council?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it Judy?
It was me, Dick Durlam, and, you know, and our good friend Ted Lakomalski, who passed.
Yep.
We had Willie Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Fitzpatrick. She was a charmer.
Yeah. You
know, I remember when she was chasing that guy down the alleyway. Somebody stole her purse out of the town bar. She chased him. She did chase him down the alley. That's one woman I don't want after me. Who else was on there? I think I can't remember. It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, that was.
What, but we had fun.
What right? year was?
That was back, I was on the commission from 85 to 97.
So that was right in the mid-80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Good times, Greg.
Good old days there.
Good times, yeah.
Mike.
I would love to get back into that, but I had my fill of it. Now, I remember Tom Campbell, who worked for Comerica Bank. He was on there for one term. He told me, he says, Mike, he says, it's a nice place to visit, but I don't want to live there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that'll ruin somebody's day in a hurry. Greg, great to see you, man.
Good to see you too. It's always a pleasure, Greg. We've had a lot of good times, you know, and I've enjoyed every single one of them. And thank you for letting me, you know, come on and be the voice of Daniel.
You can come on every day.
Okay, I'd love that.
You're welcome.
Maybe we can start a show, the Greg and Mike show or something. You know?
Nice hair, though.
Nice hair.
You got the best hair in town.